Jesus, as Almighty God, did not come down to this world of sin and degradation to prove that he was God. He was always God. That he had nothing to prove. God don't have anything to prove to anybody. He's eternal. He's all powerful. But yet he did. Came down in this world of sin. The Holy Spirit is the muscle of God. In the God. In other words, he provides the work, the power to produce the work. He does the work. He is the laborer in the earth. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So we're going to be talking about Jesus the prophet, and we're going to be emphasizing that aspect of it. Amen? Now, in Jesus' victory as the second Adam, he defeated the power of Satan through the power of the Holy Spirit. As the true man, as the man, he did that. Keep that in mind, because it'll come back to later on. Amen. Now I'm gonna quote a few scriptures. You can write them down if you'd like to. But Jesus came, he had a mission, he had a job to do. Amen. How many of y'all know that we are called to work? We're not called to sit on the pews, but it's too many times we're working, we'll do something and want God to get involved in it. No, uh-uh. You got to find out what God is doing. The Bible says we're laboring together with God. So it's my responsibility to find out what God's doing, how he's working, because you cannot work with God if you don't know what to do. Amen. Jesus said it this way, and I'm quoting John chapter 9, verse 4. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is the day, for the night cometh when no man can what? Work. He said in John chapter 14, verse 11, believe ye me? If you don't believe me, believe the very works that I do. Amen. So you can believe the works. Then he said, and we're quoting again, 2 Timothy chapter 2, 15. He says, study, to show thyself approved unto God. Workman that need not be ashamed, what? But he said, a workman, not a sit down on the pure. Amen. So again, we see the word work. Amen. Now, again, I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 10, verse 6 through 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 12, and 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. Amen. Thank you, Lord. When you get there, say amen. Amen. All right. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 12. Let's read that. Y'all read. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Okay, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So the battle is not against a flesh and blood opponent. So flesh and blood works will not work against them. Amen. All right. Read on. Was that it? Principalities against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Look at 2 Corinthians. You should be there, chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war.